This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday he's ready for negotiations with the U.S. and its NATO allies over missile deployments and military exercises in Europe, after Moscow announced earlier it is withdrawing some troops from along the Ukraine border. Putin, speaking after a meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the Kremlin in Moscow, said he is willing to engage the West, even though it has continued to reject Moscow's key demands to rule out possible NATO membership for Ukraine and other former Soviet states and pull back Western troops in Eastern Europe closest to Russia. The Russian leader said Moscow would attempt to develop confidence-building measures with NATO, while still emphasizing the West must pay attention to its main demands. In Washington, the White House said U.S. President Joe Biden would address the fast-moving developments in a mid-afternoon speech. Putin's agreement for more diplomacy with the West and the withdrawal of an undisclosed number of Russian troops after they completed training near Ukraine lifted hopes that a feared imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine would be averted. But NATO and Ukrainian officials said they've yet to see evidence of a withdrawal on the ground. The U.S. space agency NASA says an unmanned Russian cargo spacecraft is safely in orbit for the International Space Station following a launch early Tuesday from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. NASA says the resupply ship reached a preliminary orbit and deployed its solar arrays and navigational antennas as scheduled on its way to meet up with the orbiting laboratory and its crew members sometime Thursday. After making 34 orbits of the Earth on its journey, the supply ship, known as Progress 80, will dock to the station's Poisk research module in the Russian segment of the space station. The supply ship will deliver almost 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the orbiting laboratory. This is VOA News. Trucks and other vehicles in Canada Tuesday were seen rolling out of a southern Alberta town, ending a blockade there that paralyzed a U.S. border crossing into Montana for more than 2 weeks. The convoy left Tuesday, one day after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers to try to break the siege there and elsewhere around the country. Protesters had been restricting access to the crossing at Coutts, Alberta, since January 29th in a demonstration against COVID-19 vaccine mandates and broader health restrictions. Just days ago, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police arrested 13 people and seized a cache of guns and ammunition at the crossing. Meanwhile, in Canada's capital, Ottawa, a federal government official Tuesday says Police Chief Peter Slowly has resigned amid criticism from his department's inaction against the trucker protest that paralyzed the capital for more than 2 weeks. The bumper-to-bumper demonstration by hundreds of truck drivers against the country's COVID-19 restrictions and the failure of police chief to break the siege early on infuriated many Ottawa residents. On Monday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked extraordinary emergency powers to try to end the occupation there and elsewhere around the country. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has questioned a U.S. government decision to suspend imports of Mexican avocados after a U.S. inspector was threatened in Mexico's Michoacán state. The president suggested the suspension may be politically motivated. U.S. Agriculture Department's animal and plant inspection officials say that a suspension came after a U.S. inspector received a threatening message. They said the suspension of avocado imports will remain in place until the security of U.S. inspectors can be guaranteed. But Monday, while assuring the threats would be investigated, the Mexican president also suggested there were political or economic interests in the United States that do not want the Mexican avocados brought in, fearing competition because of their superior quality. Michoacán is Mexico's top avocado producer, but U.S. officials say their measure comes after years of concern about escalating drug cartel violence in the western Mexico state, where gangs extort money from avocado and lime growers by threatening to kidnap or kill them, and has now apparently spread to threats against U.S. inspectors. The United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF, said Tuesday nearly half of Somalia's population under 5 years old, more than 1.4 million children, are likely to suffer from acute malnutrition because of an ongoing drought in the region. UNICEF cited a report released last week by the Somalia Food Security and Nutrition Assessment Unit, which also said nearly 330,000 of those children are also at risk of dying if they do not receive special treatment. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.